Welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast, the most influential and listened to podcast in auto detailing. Welcome to the community.
Hi, welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast. I'm Marshall. That's Nick. You can find us at HyperClean Store. Go check out HyperClean products. If you want to go interact and learn more about them, come over to the HyperClean Specialist group on Facebook. Great place to interact there. You know, Nick, we've got a lot of detailers that traditionally go, hey, I do a 1, 3, 5 year coating. So today, let's do a deep dive onto this sweet spot with a unique people group that kind of special that likes 2 years. There's something about it. Deep dive into HyperClean Dose ceramic coating. Here we go. First off, got to ask the question, right? Who benefits, right? Who is the 2 year person? All right. 1 to 3, right? The 1 year guy, entry level, we know that. We talk about it. 2 years, a little different. I thought of it immediately, came to my mind, was somebody with a college student that just got a new car going to college, right? Like, knows it's going to go through some stuff, but wants to make sure it's protected.
Yeah, that's a good person. There's a lot of people that this fits. Dose is a really robust coating. I think we see posts all the time where Dose is going 30 months, 36 months, still in good shape, you know, cars that are decently cared for and have taken some beating. I think when it comes down to a 2 year, it just kind of gives you that elevated experience over a 1 year, right? It gives you a little bit more time, gives you a little bit more robust coating. It is a very niche product, right? It's really got to fit what you're doing from a professional to a DIY enthusiast. You got to really just say, hey, I don't know how long I'm going to keep my car, or I just want a little bit more protection than a 1 year, and I don't want to step up to a 3 or a 5 year and the headaches that may come along with that. So I think it is a pretty unique product in our lineup.
Yeah, like want a little bit more, but aren't ready to fully commit, right? Like that's sort of the thing that I kind of think about. Somebody who would use Dose is like, you know, wants dependability, just not sure about that long term, whether that's investment or commitment of making sure that, you know, 3, 5, whether I'll keep the car or whether I'll be able to do everything, you know, to stay up with a 3 to 5. I thought of also not just people within a certain part of life, but certain car people I think fit into 2 year. One particular guy is that GMC truck guy or the Toyota truck guy. Maybe have just a slight little lift on it, but they like to get their truck back every 2 or 3 years and rotate them, right? Like those people specifically came to my mind, like, the truck guy, the Toyota guy.
Yeah, or, you know, like you said, the short-term lease guy. You know, maybe they lease their trucks and cars for their business, or, you know, they're a sales rep for pharmaceuticals, so they're going to flip their cars not every 3, but every 2. There's a lot of people that does fit. And one thing about Dose, it's probably the greatest balance of ease of installation for what you get, right? So most likely if I maintain a car, I can make Dose last 3 years pretty easily. Meaning if I do it, if you do it, if any of the people out there do it, you maintain it weekly, bi-weekly of your own vehicle, Dose is going to last you. But the installation still kind of shadows Uno, right? And its ease of application. Where when you get into Trey and you get into Sparta, look, those are high solid, extremely high solid coatings. You're going to have a little knowledge, a little comfort working with ceramic coatings. They're not hard to install by any means, as you'll see if you go in the specialist group. They're very easy to work with. But there is something about Dose is like I get a little bit more punch than Uno, but kind of the same installation as Uno, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little bit harder, but not much. I mean, we're talking about marginally.
Yeah, very marginally. I think there's a lot of Uno people, but we talked about this. Usually we find Dose when we look through, you know, orders or who buys what. It seems to be, when I've looked, Dose is kind of specific even to there is some people that are Uno, but then Dose guys, they seem to always be that Dose those group of guys, and that, you know, is that aficionados to mobile detailers, those really guys come to my mind because, you know, they're going to be in that 1 to 2 year world for the application. But what would we think of two comparing to three, right? Like, why would somebody not go three and just go with two? And you know, and I guess the reason why I thought of the college student story or idea was because it was a story that, you know, I have a local GMC guy that he's the guy that, for those of you who listened years ago, he had paint spill in the back of his GMC, right? And then it dries and it came all over his tunnel cover. And it was a long process of getting all that off. But he then understood what it meant then to, he never wanted to go full in depth, right? He didn't want to go full correction and long-term care. He wanted to go just, hey, I just need to get something. Now he knows he needs to get protected. Well, he's a guy that also then had a college student later, it was about a year ago, or a high school student that goes to college, right, this past fall, and goes, hey, man, I know this car's going to go through some stuff, right? Like, he put his truck through some stuff, and he just knows he doesn't want to fully invest, fully go into that more long-term protection. And that's why I recommend him and those type of people. Listen, that's what our college student and our family, we have my niece will go this fall. She's going to get dosed. You know, you ready? You'll help me put that on probably, right? Yeah. On a video series that we do or something.
Is that paid? is that paid or you gotta let me know. What's the hourly on that?
It's just, there's a certain, you know, and we would be that family group. I think there's some family people that think of dependability, right? We want, and that's why I brought up Toyota, you know, like Lexus, 5-year-old Lexus woman, or, you know, 3-year-old Toyota Highlander, 2-year-old Highlander. Like, these people value dependability. They're just not really ready to spend or invest or, you know, go into some long-term commitment.
Yeah. And again, there is a great flexibility in having a 1, 2, 3, and 5 year. Number one, if you just jump from 1 to 3, you have installation differences. You know, you're not able to gradually grow into that. But like you said, some cars just fit that 2 year. You know, some people, it's going to be hard to say, hey, you know, let's put a 3 year on your car. And they'll be like, 3 years, that's a long time. Well, 1 year isn't long enough for them. And 2 year is a sweet spot. So it is something to have in your arsenal. And like we always say, this is why my whole plan for somebody beginning their business or somebody beginning as an enthusiast is work in the 1, 2, and 3 year, you know, do a 1 year, do a 2 year, do a 3 year, do one step light correction or, you know, quote unquote enhancements. You know, if that's where you're at skill wise, there is a fit, right? I will say this, I have bottles of dose here at the shop. It fits people, you know, who does it fit? It's just dependent on talking to that person. You get the feel. They're not wanting to spend that 3 to 5 year money, but they want something more than a 1 year. And there you have dose kind of right in that sweet spot that, hey, let me get this on your car. Experience this the next couple years. What usually happens is those guys don't stay in the 2 year all the time. You know, they'll get a car that they really love and they'll jump to the 5 year. They'll jump to the 3 year, right? But dose is a good sweet spot to get somebody started, just like Uno is to me, right? It either fits them and that's the product you sell them, or it gets them over the mark and says, hey, this is longer than a year. It's your first time getting a ceramic coating, do a 2 year, right? And it works. And a lot of guys don't utilize it. You know, as you and I know, I can understand that if I have a shop and I'm really humming and adding another coating would just be harder to sell. So I'll go 1, 3, and 5. There's a lot of guys not applying 5 year coatings and, you know, don't want to do a 1, 2, and 3 year, you know, make it easy on yourself. You always have, you know, a good, better, best package and you kind of knock it out of the park. And dose does fit a lot more people than you'd think.
Especially mobile guys, right? And so let's go into the application because this is where I think dose shines really well and why I wanted to bring up mobile or that aficionado. There's plenty of those inside of our group that post regularly inside the specialist group that I know have put on dose, and they want that experience of what you talked about. A little bit more than a one, but just don't need to go full on, you know, long term, because you also got to think of application. There is a trade-off, right? There's a couple trade-offs that we got to talk about. And the first one is application, of why you could go and get 2 years instead of trying to hit the higher ones, because I've talked specifically to mobile detailers who go, hey, I know I have a customer that would buy a more longer than just a something entry, but they weren't able to apply it, you know, there in the garage or there underneath the shade tree. We have, like I'd mentioned, the aficionados that also value, you know, something of strength that you can do inside your garage, right? Like, and not have a question of dependability, because like you mentioned, we're seeing regular posts. We saw one just the other day, a guy saying, yeah, man, this is going on 3 years and I applied 2 year or 2 year product.
Yeah. It's something fits everybody, right? And that's what you have to remember, is that if I was in my garage in the middle of the summer, I was just getting my start fooling around with my own car, I might want something more than Uno. That's where I would start. But Dose is also a very easy place to start, right? And now you get to kind of see how to apply something, how to get yourself organized. You don't have to panic with Dose like you do if you started with Tray or Sparta, right? That'd be a heavy learning experience as your start.
So when we're talking application, when you say that there about, you know, sweating and you know, having to work, like, so when we put on Uno, then we're going to step up now to Dose. The difference between that application is, you know, very similar, but has a little bit more of caution to it, because if you do leave some stuff, or if you have something, like, you can definitely tell it's got some strength behind it.
Yeah, I think when I think of Dose, so if you look at Uno, most people can apply at least multiple panels of Uno at a time when you get efficient with it. Even in your humidity in the summer, you could probably do two doors, you know, a front door and a back door with Uno, and then go back and wipe and be pretty safe with that. Dose, I would say a door, then wipe, right? That's the difference. And that's what we mean by negligible, just so we kind of clarify for everybody what we mean by negligible. Negligible to me is I can get two doors at a time with Uno, and I can get one door at a time with Dose. That's the negligible difference. And, you know, there's been times, especially out here in the winter, because we have such low humidity, I can probably get multiple doors with Dose and be fine, right? I mean, it's pretty damn easy to use. But like you said, in the middle of summer in your hot garage, you're probably down to one door panel, half a hood, not the whole hood, you know, just to be safe. Mm-hmm. If you're really comfortable with those, you're probably getting the whole hood no matter what, that kind of thing.
You still need shade, right? You shouldn't do it in the direct sun. You definitely need some shade. You do have to take some precautions here, though, right? Like you do need to start elevating your, you know, application. But as you mentioned, you know, the actual wipe on, right? So we're still going to put it on heavy. We're still going to go through the same process of the leveler towel and, you know, and then the VersaTowel. How much are we putting on? We're doing just half hoods, you mentioned, like, so let's go through that for just a second, the actual moment that we're going to apply Dose.
Yeah. So when we say apply it thick, when you're getting, you know, you got a brand new applicator pad, load it up that first time, right? Like really put some product on there. That's probably going to get you your whole hood, right? Cause you're going to oversaturate that applicator the first time. That's what I find I do at least. But, you know, when you look at it, I don't know the exact amount of drops. I'm not a counter of drops or whatever, but just apply a good amount of product. And there's a real reason for this. I see a lot of people, you know, now talking about, you know, there's no benefit to putting a lot of coating on the surface. Well, that just isn't true. The more coating I put on the surface, the more pores I'm going to fill up, the more protection I'm going to leave behind when I level the product. It's just that simple. Okay. It doesn't matter whose coating you use. I've used a lot of coatings in my career. Every single one of them, I've always told people, when I laid it on just a bit thicker, everything's been easier to work with. Number one, that's what you got to remember about laying product on thick. It gives you more time. You know, that's what gives you the time, because when you lay it on thin, it's going to flash very quickly. Okay. When you lay it on, and plus you're not leaving behind as much coating. And so with such an affordable coating like Dose, load it up, get it on there. You'll find your sweet spot. Trust me. You'll see, hey, this is too much, this is too little, if you're paying attention. And then I can really get around almost a whole car with one leveler, one versatile, and be done. That's not your move, but I flip my towel. I use all the different ones. You know, people will probably say, you know, you definitely should use gloves, which is a hard habit for me to get into. But yeah, man, lay it on thick, allow it to really sweat. One of the things that we see when people use our product is they get panicked when they start seeing a little bit of sweat and they start wiping it off and they're like, you know, this isn't as slick as I thought it'd be. It's like, no, now you're dragging a bunch of coating off the surface. So really let that sweat get an even thick amount of sweat beads from wherever you applied it, then go and level it and you'll have a totally different experience.
And the more, like you said, if you really load your applicator, if you put point, that sweating will become even more proficient. You will begin to see it in a much better line, and they'll actually form these little lines with the beads and everything. And that is the beautiful part of it. And when you do go begin to wipe and you begin to level and then, you know, pull off completely, that's where I love the idea of of the elevated experience above Uno, because I got to start asking the question, though, if I didn't necessarily, we talk about polishing and cutting and all this when we're going to apply like and prep the vehicle, we've got to ask that question when it comes to Dose, right? Because we just said the application, everything is pretty cool. So am I correcting before, right? Like I'm putting on a 3, am I not doing anything? Like I might a wash clay Uno, you know, where do we fall in line if I'm going to put a 2-year down? When it comes to the polishing side.
Yeah, I mean, wash clay Uno, I think, is wash clay Uno, right? That's something that fits that coating. In this, I would do a light correction at the minimum, right? So an enhancement or a one-step correction would be my mode of operating. When I need something to last multiple years, number one way you're going to get something to last multiple years is kind of to correct that surface and remove any surface-level oxidation. Right. When I only need something to last a year, I have a ton of flexibility. Once I'm asking something to last a couple years, I'm running. And again, this doesn't mean you got to do a 4-hour, 5-hour, you know, correction. You could just simply do an enhancement and really quickly go over the surface in about an hour, hour and a half, and just knock down that oxidation, maybe remove some light swirls and marring. Or you could take it the full distance. You know, if you're somebody that likes to really get things to 75% or above, then that's fine as well. I personally think when you're trying to get something to last a couple years, go ahead, run a light polisher over it, right? Just get some oxidation off there, spend an hour, hour and a half, you know, total into the job, you'll have, you know, 4 hours, you know, with application, prep, and a light polish. Again, you can take that as far as you want. So don't mistake. If you want to do a 2-step correction because that's what you want to do on your car or your client's paying for it, then do that. But correction, when you start to get into multiple years, I think doing something to remove that surface level oxidation is probably a wise choice.
All right. So we're talking about, you know, 2 years and now having something for a couple of years. What does the maintenance of a vehicle after it's been, you know, applied HyperClean Dose, you know, can we now, this is the fun question that some people want to throw, you know, can we now just use a water hose and rinse it off? Can I now just let the vehicle sit out? You know, what do I do now? You know, is it bulletproof for 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, we have this conversation so much and it's so important for all of us to talk about ceramic coatings properly. I think the first reason we all get a ceramic coating like Dose or any of them is because the gloss, the protection, those are the things we talk about. The other reason is it's easier to maintain when you maintain your car, right? It's easier to wash. The wash mitt glides, you know, the wash pad glides easier. Your towel glides easier. It cleans up much quicker. We're going to do some content. We have some content ideas about how you can really maintain your car in under an hour is one of the videos you and I are going to be shooting coming up. That really becomes much less than an hour on a coated vehicle, right? Because you're not having to do as much. Things come off easier. Dirt comes off easier. You can get more out of a pre-soak. You can do a lot of things with a coating. So one of the reasons to have a coating is it's also easier to maintain. That doesn't mean there's no maintenance. It means it's easier when you maintain it. And that largely never gets brought into the discussion, in my opinion. And that's largely, look, the professional market in my entire career has done a poor job of talking about coatings, about the maintenance and the things that go into it. Nothing is set it and forget it. PPF is not set it and forget it. Vinyl wrap is not set it and forget it. Wax is not set it and forget it. Coating is not set it and forget it. And so there are some rules to follow, in my opinion, when you want your car to look its best is, hey, maybe on a non-coated vehicle, I have to do everything weekly, right? On a coated vehicle, that may be every 2 to 3 weeks, right? That you could get away with the car still looking good and maintaining it. I'm a weekly guy. I want my stuff to look good. But yeah, I mean, a coating can allow some of that stuff to give you more time of your car looking good, but you got to maintain it. And to me, foam wash, slick, you have some things working with slick that people are going to be pretty excited about. You know, some things coming, but you know, spray coat, that's just who we are. You know, I get a coating on my car because I want the car to look awesome all the time. And so maintenance is part of that. And we've had a lot of incidents where people have oversold what a ceramic coating is and they find themselves in a sticky situation.
So, you know, you mentioned slick. And this is a question that I've had from some people, so I wanted to bring it up. People have said they've used some other products. You know, we won't mention them, but, you know, they are what they are. And they said that eventually it begins to clog up the coating. And slick, you know, when we talk about maintaining dose, the big reason to use slick after using HyperClean dose is that is the... This clog, this idea that you can put a spray on and then it clogs a coating is, I can't believe people would actually release something like that, let alone continue to use it. Definitely grab yourself some slick and regularly use it to keep from clogging up and also continuing to maintain and strengthen. But then, yeah, once a month or so, use some spray coat. You know, people constantly ask that question. Why use this versus that? Hey, you know, once a month, use some spray coat. But as you dry the car, a couple things of the slick and you're good to go.
Yeah, people aren't going to like my answer, but you know, this is my process. After I get done rinsing off the soap, I use spray coat, rinse that off, and then I throw some slick on top of it. Like, I just am a believer. I'm a little overkill, but I like it, right? So there isn't a right and a wrong. If spray coat fits you better, then throw spray coat on every time or twice a month or once a month or whatever, right? And you're really doing that for the drying process, right? You want to add some slickness to the towel. Even if you use a blower, you're going to have to touch up parts of the car. When you spray slick in an area, it gives you a little lubrication on the towel, plus it gives you a little pop on the paint. But you're really doing it to prevent marring, right? That's the real purpose of using those products after drying a car. And what you don't want out of those products, in my opinion, is so much heavy additive stuff in there that then you get the smearing. Now you have to try to buff that off. And now you're buffing that dry. And all of a sudden you start to mar up the coating and you start. So there needs to be a simplicity to your drying aid that a lot of people don't talk about. Right, where if you have a product that continues to smear, or people call it clogging up the coating, but what happens is when it starts to build up, it leaves a film, right? You're seeing a film, and the next time you use it, it's even more, you know, smears a little bit more, and then the third time it's smearing a little bit more. Well, the problem is all that extra buffing you have to do leaves those what we call love marks from the towel. Right? All of that extra buffing, I mean, in a lot of cases, people would be better off using something you know, as simple as just water compared to continuing to have to deal with a smeary product, because that's where most damage is: improper washing, you know, using a dirty pad, dirty mitt, whatever. The secondary part of that is actually for most people who have a good wash process, their drying process is screwing up and leaving marring and leaving. So there's a real reason, not only the added protection, okay, we're a little overboard, we're all a little OCD about our car, but it's really for the lubrication on the towel. So you want to add lubrication without adding all these additives that start smearing around the surface, right? And it just doesn't get talked about very much.
No, I'm talking about marring. We do have to say, which I said earlier, there are some trade-offs though here. That inside of maintenance, we do need to have some like real moment of, hey, there is a trade-off from dose to tray, from dose to Sparta. There, you know, tray is stronger. It is more durable on the marring, right? There is some strength attributes to tray, and then Sparta that does increase your defense against marring. And so using dose though, because you're still wanting dependability with the, you know, without that long-term type of commitment, you do need to make sure to use something, as we said, for your towel. But what about this, Nick? What about this? Where does it come in when we go, hey, can I now polish over dose? Because we say that about tray, you can do a light polish, right? Yeah. But when it comes to dose, you do need to start putting in a little bit more of the light aspect, probably even maybe careful with the any type of that more heavy type of abrasion than just a towel going over the surface.
Yeah, I mean, look, with Trey, and we're going to be releasing a product that is going to fit perfectly, you know, hopefully in our polish lineup, but as well as, you know, a topper type of product, right, that if you do abrade Trey, you can add back to the system, right? That's the whole point. If I were to abrade dose, my whole opinion would be I'd go ahead and do a pretty heavy polish and just reapply. Right, I think it's going to be hard to split the difference on Uno or dose and try to give it a light polish and not remove it. And you know what I mean? Like, so again, Trey and Sparta, I can probably give that a light little polish. You know, again, we're releasing a product coming up that should be able to allow you to add back. It will allow you to add back to the system after that abrasion and keep things moving. But Uno and dose to me, when I am abrading it with polish, I'm probably trying to remove it all and just reapply, right? Don't try to split the difference, because the odds you're going to split the difference, they're not built that way, right? They're built for flexibility. They're built for to be able to be removed a little easier. They're just not built for 3 to 5 years, right? That's the whole deal there. So I think it's a really good thing to talk about, because if you start marring up your surface so bad, you're probably just looking at a recorrection type situation to get it off there and kind of move on. And that's not a bad thing, right? There's many of you that are proficient at that, and you can get around the car in a few hours and it's no big deal, right? And that's the way it needs to be looked at. So yeah, it is important to have your drying process really, really dialed in, so you don't leave any love marks on a consistent basis that makes your car look all swirled up and things like that. And you really weren't doing anything wrong except not adding just a touch of lubrication every time you touch the car.
Yeah. And as we know, if people are seeking for something that is dependable, that is the way to continue to maintain and regularly care for what you value the most, right? Like that's an interesting word that we talk about, but what people really want out of their experience, right? These specific type of people have a need, and dose is kind of that perfect marriage for them, from pros that can go in and offer the service, or if the customer themselves wants to do it, the aficionado wants to do it themselves, they can do it too. It really is that, what we say, at least I say, that perfect marriage of, hey, I want a coating, I want something dependable, I just don't want that big long-term commitment.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Great deep dive. We'll see everybody next time.
All right, guys.